Here in Lansing, in East Lansing, we've all heard of the River Trail, the 20-mile-plus network of paved trails alongside the Grand and Red Cedar Rivers. Thousands of walkers, runners, and bikers use it yearly. Is it time for a Grand River Water Trail? A number of river and paddling enthusiasts would say yes. A water trail offers canoeists and kayakers a more guided paddling experience with better marked access points and other amenities. Proponents say water trails can also generate tourism for communities along its route. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources has begun planning the creation of a 250-mile Grand River Water Trail that would run from Jackson to Grand Haven and obviously through Lansing. And to learn more, we welcome Mark Miller, who's working on the project for the Michigan DNR. Welcome to Current State.
Thanks, Mark, for having me on.
When I learned about the plan for the Grand River Water Trail, I immediately flashed back to a couple of canoe trips I've taken down the Ausable River and how rustic those journeys were. No signs or few signs, and really surrounded by rugged, wooded country by and large. I take it a trip on a water trail is a little different. How exactly?
Well, what we want to do is make sure that we have a predictable experience for users. And so your rustic experience on the Ausable, while fantastic and meant for certain types of paddlers, may not be right for everyone, and certainly not for children or for new users. So a water trail will allow you to have a predictable experience with communication, education, signage to talk about access points and hazards, and that will help people have a wonderful experience and want to come back and continue to be involved in the paddle sports.
And there are opportunities, I take it, for more planned stops along the way. Access points jumped out at me as well.
Access points with amenities, all of that could be communicated by websites and signs so you can plan your trip. And, you know, one of the things you don't want to do is get out there on the river and then realize that you're in for a 10-hour day. So you want to be,
yes,
you know, those calluses on your hands need to be ready for those kinds of trips.
A 3-hour cruise. Yes, exactly.
So you want to plan that out. And if we have a water trail with users along, landowners along the way, public entities that have access points, including DNR, we have many on the Grand River. But if you have those access points along the Grand, we'll be able to have a good experience and be able to have one that's reasonable for the new paddlers. And we're trying to promote getting lots of new paddlers and visitors to our state to come and easily get onto our rivers. And the Grand River is a great example of one to paddle and enjoy.
And I take it, our communities along a water trail, how are they impacted by the fact that there's a water trail nearby?
So they can see more traffic to their community, more visitors. They certainly, if they have access points, if they will be involved in this water trail, we'll have some operation and maintenance to make sure that it's presentable and accessible in a safe, legal, and adequate way.
Mark Miller's our guest. Mark works for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and he's at work on the very early stages here of a Grand River Water Trail running from Jackson to Grand Haven. How many water trails are there in Michigan currently, Mark?
We currently know of 30. And our partners in Leah and Traverse City have been working with the Office of Great Lakes and the Department of Environmental Quality to do Great Lakes water trails. And there have been a number of bottom-up, locally-led water trail efforts. And we'd like to make the Grand River one of those efforts by facilitating the conversation along the 252 miles. So there's a lot of them. Yes.
So what are you doing right now? Are you reaching out to these communities along the Grand River and saying, hey, we've got this idea. Could you get behind it? Do you need the support of the communities along the way?
Yes, we absolutely do. And we are reaching out to communities and stakeholders, organizations to see how engaged they would be. I can tell you, report to you that there's been a great deal of interest in the Grand River Water Trail. And so we're going to be pulling those people together to work on the particulars. Also at DNR, we have great professionals who have been working on mapping out the amenities, the hazards, the access points, so that we'll have that information ready to go when we get started.
Do you ever get resistance from rustics or purists who don't want to see signs on a stream, along a stream?
Well, I certainly think that there are opportunities for wild and scenic rivers to have minimal amounts of signs. So when we get more into this this effort as an agency, you'll see that some of our rivers will be reserved for some of those purists. So you'll have wilderness experiences, you'll have challenge experiences for more advanced skills. But the Grand River itself, I think, would lend itself well to this beginner experience with lots of signage and access so people can understand where to get in and out and where to go.
Is there a dollar cost to a community for buying in or for supporting this theme? It seems as if there's new signage involved, there might be parking, I'm thinking, involved. Mm-hmm. Is there a dollar cost for communities if they really want to leverage the water trail idea?
There will certainly be some amount of operation and maintenance and signage and websites, and those kinds of things will need to be scalable to the effort. We need to get into underneath the hood, so to speak, and look and see how much work we need to do. But most of the communities and townships have parks that are already existing and have access points. And so probably not that much that needs to be done, but we do need to work on branding this trail and then be able to communicate it to communicate its worth to the outside. So that's going to take a little bit of effort. But I don't see this as being a large cost to communities, especially if we all work together and pull in the same direction.
This is more than a consideration. This is some kind of Grand River water trail will be taking shape, correct? Or am I wrong? Is this just a consideration?
No, I think we're going to be able to pull this together. We already have a water trail in Ottawa County, a heritage trail, as it's called. So Ottawa's already done their work, and we know from conversations that a number of communities want to do this. So it's just a matter of how far of a stretch can we make it so that it will work for the paddler.
How much is the Grand River as it passes through Lansing, how much is that likely to change once it becomes a water trail?
Well, I don't think that it will. There'll be a lot of changes. If you're paddling down the river, you won't see much except for your access points and your signage and your in and out points, I think, will be better marked, and you'll have, hopefully, if we need to make improvements for safe, legal, and adequate access points, then we'll work on that with the community. But you shouldn't see much changes. So somebody who's been paddling, say, from Jackson to Eaton Rapids or whatever, they won't see much change in their river. Other than what the philosopher Socrates said, that you never step into the same river twice. The point is that to have a natural, wonderful outdoor experience and just make it a little bit easier for people to paddle.
Advocates are usually quick to point out to the economic development potential to something like this, the opportunity to expand tourism in something like this. Is that significant?
It is significant. And Governor Snyder has been very clear that he wants to make Michigan a trail state. We already are a significant leader in the nation for trails, whether it be for biking, hiking, ORVs. This is another component that we need to push for and to move, and we'll hopefully contribute to Michigan's $22 billion economic impact from tourism every year.
You're relatively new to our state. I want to officially welcome you
Thank
to
you.
Michigan here. You've been here 6 months or thereabouts, mm-hmm. not quite 6 months. What are your impressions of our state so far?
Well, first of all, it's a beautiful state. There are lots of resources here that I think Michiganders truly appreciate, and that's what's wonderful. And here on WKAR, I mean, every morning I listen in and I hear a natural resources story every morning, so I know that it's appreciated here. I also think that there are a lot of tools here that really lend well. I think Michigan's a leader in the country when it comes to natural resources management, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come here.
Very good. It's really an interesting development for people who are passionate about getting out on the water in a kayak or a canoe. We've been talking with Mark Miller, who is a regional initiatives deputy with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and eventually a water trail, a Grand River water trail, will be taking shape between Jackson and Grand Haven. It'll obviously run through Lansing. Again, welcome to Michigan, and good luck with the water trail, and come back and update us here at an appropriate time here on the water trail.
Thank you, Mark.